The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I saw something odd.
Just
werewolf? No, not that odd. I was
a
driving.
New man in public?
No, not as odd as that either. I was driving. Luckily, this wasn't directed at me. I just witnessed it. There is this woman pulling out of a parking lot. No word of a lie, she looked like Mother Teresa.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
She had the whole garb.
Oh,
what is that? What is that look?
Hmm.
Now, I'm not culturally aware enough to know what that is. Like, is that a certain religion? Is that a
like
certain...
it was nun-ish?
Yeah, like
there is.
If
a...
you look, if she had the full Mother Teresa.
Right, right.
Let's, let's get a gander at Mother Teresa.
Yeah, okay. Like
Mother Teresa. She's a nun.
There's an
head.
Older woman who dresses like a nun near me and takes walks, and I know that she's not a nun, but it's not like that. It's a black outfit.
No, this was like exactly like this. Like she did her own Mother Teresa outfit.
She did her own.
So it looked
I mean,
like
I only saw her from like
resort
the
towel wrapped around herself.
I only saw it from like the waist up because she was in a car, right?
I don't know the name of that, what that is. There is a name for it though.
She was a nun, Smuck-tar. Right? Like she was a
garments.
Christian nun, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
but women like her dress like that. They're not all Christian nuns,
yeah.
Right? Is there another sect or group of people that dress similar to Mother, like a Mother Teresa type outfit?
I don't know.
Maybe you actually saw Mother Teresa.
Well,
you know when people see Elvis and stuff?
Well, I don't think.
The ghost of Mother Teresa was driving in a suburban neighborhood around here?
Yeah, I don't think
so. Had some good to do in your neighborhood.
Her uniform might have been trademarked, Dave, it says.
Oh, yeah. Oh. A simple white sari with three blue stripes on the border. The Roman Catholic nun who worked with the children of the poor in Kolkata wore a simple white sari.
So,
anyways,
that's what she was wearing?
That's what she was wearing, right?
Okay.
I'm just setting it up because what happened next was, to me, shocking.
Yeah?
This guy initially, I guess he paused. She thought I was behind him. She, I guess, thought he was going to let her out.
Right.
Because he paused in traffic.
Don't pause.
But as she started to pull out, then he went forward. Well, Mother Teresa lost her mind.
Oh. She did, huh?
Oh, really?
She laid on the horn, like, didn't just beep. She put her arm on the horn.
To scare the devil.
And then flipped him off.
Sure. Sure.
She's no Mother Teresa.
Exactly.
No,
it was shocking to me.
She's my Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, she can't be a nun. She can't be a woman of the cloth.
She's not.
Maybe she was just going to a costume party.
But she was old and wrinkly looking, too.
Wow.
So like one of those,
she
like...
She flipped him off?
She flipped him off, horn and finger.
Wow.
Hmm.
It just, you think if Mother Teresa ever just lost it?
Yeah. I bet.
No.
I bet a lot.
No. There's
no way.
She's
pretty patient, but... That's crazy, Dave. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I couldn't put it together in my head. Like, is she just wearing this outfit, but she doesn't really believe, you know, because I'm pretty sure if you're a nun, you can't give anyone the finger. You probably can't even honk your horn.
She's probably not a nun.
Yeah, what I'd love to get, you know, a handle on is whether or not you have to be like a super nice person to try and dress a certain way, you know?
Right.
Like, I just, It might just be like what every old woman in some
culture, she have something
Jewish
over her head too?
Sect or yes. something yeah, that yeah. we don't
no,
know.
It was honestly just like the Mother Teresa look. Like that whole thing, the thing around her head, this whole thing.
That's nuts, man.
But just angry and real wrinkly, like old.
Yeah.
Flipping the bird.
Flipping the bird, honking the horn. I mean, I get it. The guy, I don't know what he was thinking. He thought he'd let her out, and then traffic started to move, and he was like, well, screw you, Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
But she was pissed.
Screw you, Mother Teresa.
Well, that's the other side of it. Someone who looks like Mother Teresa, you got a guy who's like, you're not getting in, bitch. Yeah.
I think I just got flipped off by Mother Teresa.
Good. I'm thankful she didn't, you know, take her anger out on me.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
Did you let her in right after that, or did you keep going right behind the guy?
Yeah. I didn't want to get involved.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get involved.
Sure you didn't smoke DMT?
No, I'm 100% sure. Yeah, I was in an area that I'm not normally. I had to get some tests and stuff. I was on my way home.
Yeah, that's weird.
Bizarre little encounter with fake Mother Teresa.
Yeah. She's pissy behind the wheel.
Oh, yes, she is. Speaking of old broads, this is a tough old broad one of our listeners wanted to tell us about. He said, I was listening to your show about the old man surviving just on Coca-Cola for 5 days.
Yeah.
For that guy that fell.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a story about my own grandmother and her old person reaction to a severe situation. So she's 86 at the time. She was living at home. Her cat was 17 years old.
Oh, my God.
And had a seizure under the table. So she went to check on him and bent down.
That's it.
Unfortunately, my grandmother has no cartilage in her shoulders since she was 70. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she bends over. Her shoulders just crumpled.
Okay.
Shoulders crumpled.
Yep.
Old crumpled shoulders.
Yep. They're gone. Bye. No
so
upper body.
She fell. Her hip shattered to bits.
Oh. That's it. Your hips are gone. Your shoulders are gone.
Okay.
Dr. Chick.
You're done.
That's like, I just pictured you telling that old woman that.
So she ends up crawling across the floor.
How?
To the phone 20 feet away.
How?
Instead of calling 911.
Oh, she did the worm.
She calls her daughter-in-law in Arizona. We live in Michigan, by the way, he says.
Right.
She wants to ask my aunt, who lives nearby. She'd rather her unlock her front door so the firemen wouldn't break it down to get her and save her. She didn't
want
them.
She's concerned
That's
about
what she's
door.
Concerned about.
A lot of people are concerned about their door, yeah. Like with that kind of situation, I think.
He said facing a life-threatening event for most old people, she was more concerned about a 45-year-old door getting broken than getting emergency services quickly. Just wondering if anyone else's grandparents are as badass or did something just as elderly when faced with a serious situation. I don't
know. My grandma just laid there naked.
Oh, Chuck, why do you have to be a downer? That's horrible.
James is dying.
Jesus. That's
so horrible. I knew he would. It's the truth.
Chuck.
It's the truth.
My God.
It's the truth.
I don't know why it's so funny. But yeah. Like Dave's trying to look for like some hope.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was looking for. And I was like, here, let me clue you in on how it normally goes.
Yeah, it's not,
my naked
it's
grandmother
so
laid on the ground for 2 days before my mom found her.
Chuck's just serving up like hard doses of reality.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Chuck is in a hard reality mode.
Yeah.
Slapping you across the face with it.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's get with it.
No, but what I was going for is that the fact that there are some just badass old people out there that are more badass than we would likely be in that situation.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about badass old people before. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
And not all, obviously.
A lot of them.
My grandma's story's bad, so I won't tell it.
Yeah.
No, good.
Good, Lisa. Oh,
man.
Come you know,
on,
I mean, there's not very many great badass grandma and grandpa stories.
It's hard to find a funny, whimsical, my grandmother fell story.
We almost just killed James, guys.
Yeah.
He was trying to drink an energy drink.
Oh, no.
And I said that James was dying to hear your grandma story. He almost died.
No.
He almost died.
No. Come on, keep it light. No dark-sided grandparent deaths.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could. I wish I had a great one for you.
Yeah. But oftentimes, it's more sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when grandmas fall.
When grandmas fall.
Today on David Jug the Freak.
Today on When Grandmas Fall.
And I'm
grandma
telling
falls
you,
and pisses herself.
Oh, no.
A lot of times.
I got to assume. I mean, I have to assume. I don't know anything on that detail, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's weird how many times they fall and they're nude.
Well, because they're a lot of times in the bathroom.
That's slippery. Yeah. Slippery, right?
Yeah.
They're wet and slippery.
All old people should have that open the door bathtub.
They should.
I know, they really should. Mm-hmm. But even then, if they don't wait for the water to drain,
yeah,
there's like it's, yeah, you know, it's like basically like a little old person tsunami happens.
Yeah. That is crazy. They do. They got to wait for it to drain.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Senior tsunami.
You get swept away.
I needed a goddamn surfboard.
Someone said that my grandfather locked himself out of his house. He broke in through a basement window, was badly cut up, covered in blood, but he did make it back in. Let's see. I'm not crawling in through a shattered glass
window. Well, no, because you can call someone in for $35. They'll get you in, you know? It's going to cost you $35 or so.
This person said, when my grandma fell... she crawled to the fridge to grab a beer and then waited for someone to come.
See, now that's funny. I've got to make it. Well,
I can't makes get up, but better. I know I can get to that fridge and drink.
It's going to take me an hour, but I will get a Coors Light.
What's hilarious is, like, I can see the grandma making the choice. Like, the phone is
there,
20 feet away.
Yeah.
And I've the fridge is 20 feet away.
I've only got one shot.
She's going for the beer. I only have enough power to get to one of these.
I'm going beer.
Well, if I'm dying, I'm going to be drunk.
Someone said my grandpa does this once a month. Aww. Luckily, he always has a cell phone on him, but he falls in the basement. He'll lay there for hours before he'll call for help because he'll just keep trying to work up his own strength to get up.
Oh my gosh.
He's
in
a nightmare.
Basement. Oh,
no, get him out of there. Yeah. He can't have basements.
Once he's stubborn and it's a month thing, he's like, well, it's the 12th. I think I'll fall today. Oh, crap. I fell again. I'm nude.
I'm not calling anybody.
I'm nude and drinking.
I'm waiting. I'll get strong enough.
You're never just going to get strong enough.
It's not going to happen.
It's not. Just call right away. Right away.
My grandfather was the one in Fairhaven a couple of months ago that killed an 84-year-old man crossing the street. Remember that story?
No.
We talked about it.
It was two old dudes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Charges were filed at all. They just took his license.
I suppose I will give it to you. I did kill a man.
I guess. Yep. It's worse than falling.
My grandfather had a massive heart attack, someone said. But instead of calling 911, he took half a bottle of nitroglycerin tablets and drove himself. Said there was no way he was paying for an ambulance.
Goddamn ambulances are so expensive.
They're $500.
They're expensive.
They are expensive.
I'm not doing it.
I'll drive myself.
This one said their grandpa fell and broke his leg. Then he walked 3 miles to the hospital to get it taken care of with a broken leg.
That's crazy. Well, that's how they used to do it, man. I knew somebody who had a grandpa that built his own house, and while building his own house, he fell off.
The house.
Fell off the house, broke his back, went, ate dinner and stuff, and was like, his wife's name was Minnie.
Yeah.
He's like, my back is hurting. They took him to the hospital. And they were like, yeah, dude, your back's shattered, man.
Oh, my God.
Your back's made of dust.
I guess Terry Bradshaw is doing those bathtub commercials.
I got to say, Terry. I'm about done with Terry Bradshaw.
Are you really? Who isn't?
Here's Terry Bradshaw's safe bathtub commercials for old people.
Oh, God.
I got a secret. If you're wondering how I stay so active and energetic these days, and I know you are, it's my Safe Step walk-in tub. Oh, yeah.
There's no way he's got
thinking.
This.
Terry,
no
I'm
way.
Not ready for a walk-in tub yet. Well, did you know that Safe Step now offers a hybrid tub? Now you can
try. Oh, my God. No, Terry in the tub.
I don't want to see that.
Or a stand-up shower.
Carrie Bradshaw's secret is revealed. Now it's your turn to get the comfort and convenience.
He must have took a lot of money for this.
Did you notice he also had a guitar in the corner of his bathroom?
Yeah,
he's a singer.
Well, who doesn't?
So he plays it when he's taking a bath, Dave.
It's not bath time.
He was in that Masked Singer show. He needs one of those because him going downstairs was not.
Oh, yeah.
It was trouble.
When he was that big moose guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackson is with us from Boston. Hey, Jackson, good morning. How you doing?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? We're talking about grandparents that fall.
We're talking about falling, dying grandparents.
We're talking about grandparents that critically injured themselves. Go ahead with your hilarious story.
What killed your grandpa?
How'd your grandpa's bone shatter?
Okay, Jackson, what's happening?
Hey, so at 88, my grandmother was still working as a waitress. Apparently, one day she started throwing up blood everywhere, and she decided, "Well, you know what? I'm gonna finish my shift."
Oh my god!
She decided she finished her shift and drove herself to the hospital, and the doctors told her she had severe dehydration.
Oh my goodness! So she was okay that day.
Yeah, she was okay. She survived cancer, and she's 93 now. She still does yard work outside in 93 weather.
Look at that.
Tough bird, man.
Keep moving.
No reason to make a fuss.
She's my hero.
Yeah. All right, Jackson.
That's amazing.
Give her our best, man. Thanks for calling in.
Just some grandma hero stories this morning.
Just a little blood in my vomit.
That nothing to it.
Nothing crazy. Nope. I'm not.
I don't know.
She didn't vomit all over in the restaurant.
My legs came off. That came right off. I just kept going. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to call anybody in to do the rest of these things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ian.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're good. What happened when your grandma fell?
Well, I was it's crazy. It was the morning of September 11th. I was taking care of her while I was in college.
Yes.
And she got up at like 5 a.m. And I don't know what the hell she was doing up, but she just took this spill and it shook the whole house. She's a big Polish woman. And I run downstairs and I'm like, "Grandma, what are you doing?" And she goes, "Oh, nothing." And I go, "Oh my God, she's in her nightgown." And you can just tell, like, the way her legs were, they were just out to the sides. And I was like, I gotta call the ambulance. Oh my
God. They were out to the side.
She got the splits.
It was ugly. Ugly.
Oh God.
So I'm like, I gotta call the ambulance, and this is before cell phones really. And I pick up the landline, she leans over, grabs the cord and yanks the phone out of the wall. She goes, "I don't need no expletive ridden ambulance. I'm fine. Get me in my chair." And I'm like, "No."
Her legs are pointing in opposite directions. And she's still yanking a phone out of the wall.
She's like an 18-year-old gymnast.
Yeah. Your legs are going four different ways.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme doing the splits
between those trunks.
Chairs.
Yeah. I felt like Eddie Murphy explained that guy who got hit by a car.
Yeah.
So.
And she. Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you take her to the hospital?
I went to the kitchen, got the landline in the kitchen, called the ambulance because I wasn't about to move her with her legs looking like that.
Right.
And she starts hollering at
son
me through
bitch.
The house.
Son of a bitch.
She's screaming, "Tell them to turn their lights off. I don't want the old." She goes, "I don't want the neighbors to know."
Oh yeah, that's embarrassed.
Right. Yeah, yep. They're too embarrassed that an ambulance showed up.
So the ambulance gets there. And she tells the firefighters and whatnot, she's like, "I told you before, I'm fine. Get me in my expletive-ridden chair, and I'll be fine." And I go, and they go, well, what are we going to do with you? They said, did you see your legs? She goes, just push them back. Just push them back.
Just fold them over. Just push them. So what? Okay, I got to know, though, what happened to her legs? What was going on there?
We get her to, oh, my God, it's horrid.
I got to know.
The surgeon who does like the hip repair,
basically said
her entire pelvis was reduced to a cottage cheese like substance.
Oh my god, she got cottage cheese pelvis.
Wow. How did that happen?
That just happens.
That's what happens when you fall.
She was 85 at the time that it happened. She's still with us.
Oh my god! How's her pelvis?
It's
rebuilt.
It's steel.
Yeah, rebuilt by science. Yeah, it's rebuilt by science.
Made of adamantium.
And I got to tell you, she is still just as ornery, as feisty.
For sure. I bet.
And not your cookie baking grandma.
Put my goddamn legs back straight and just get me in my god blessed chair.
Shut your trap.
Oh, Ian, thanks for calling in, man. All the best to grandma.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
See ya.
Yeah, you too.
Just fold my legs over my shoulders. Put me in that chair. What?
I can't even imagine going downstairs.
Sucks to get old.
Oh, it does. And your grandma's in the splits like Exana Bayul.
She looks like a
Exana Bayul.
You look like a scene from Bloodsport, Grandma.
Oh my God.
This one, my grandpa one time was about to hit a deer. He knew he wasn't going to be able to stop, so he just sped up.
Here we go. Kill it. And take us both out.
Man.
This person's grandma got locked in the garage and kicked the door open. She was 82.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's just sad. She was just fell and was there for a couple of days.
I wonder how long it takes for our bones to become cottage cheese.
I've never
you
heard of
care your bones.
Well, she was in a chair a lot, right?
Yeah, you got to move.
She wasn't gotta move. You got to move, huh? Lisa, you're so lucky that you're moving.
I'm moving, man. Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah,
you gotta move. So lucky. I'm not moving at all.
No, you don't have cottage cheese. Chuck out the cottage cheese.
It's pretty soft already. I'm kind of soft.
Save those bones, the pelvis, hips.
If I fall, my legs are exactly like G.I. Joe figures.
Yeah. Chris? Chris, how you doing, man? Your own feet.
Small penis. Morning, guys.
Hello. Penis to you, sir. What's your comment?
Well, my grandmother, you know, you got to think, they both live together in Wisconsin, and it's middle of winter. My grandfather calls my dad and say, hey, Steve, you need to come up here. I can't shovel my own driveway anymore. So my dad drives up there. You know, they had probably about 10 inches of snow in their driveway. They live on a lake, and, you know, this driveway is so steep, you just can't walk up it. They have stairs to get down to their cottage. And then we find out that we go up there for my grandfather and find out my grandmother, back in the middle of summer, was working in her garden, fell on her wheelbarrow, and broke three of her ribs.
So they were both just living with broken bones for all that? For how long?
Yeah, my grandma was about 6 months, and my grandfather was about a couple weeks. They just had no idea. They just kept working.
They're just tough. They're just tough folk.
Yeah. Nothing to make a fuss about.
Yeah, so what?
Old people don't like making a fuss, man.
No, they don't.
No.
Don't fuss over
me. Well, they don't want to end up in a nursing home.
Well, that's it. That's so, like, what they'll just, yeah, they'll be like, if I go someplace, they're going to tell me I can't live at home anymore.
That's it. What it
so, is. I'm going to live with this shattered leg.
Right.
Yep.
God, dude. Sucks to be old.
It sure does. Keisha.
It sucks to be old.
Hey, Keisha. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what happened?
Balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Balls, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened?
So, my uncle was out. I must have been about 10 years old. And he was out cutting the grass. And I think he must have had on flip-flops or something. So, when he came back in the house, he had like 7 kids. So, it was a bunch of us sitting around. He just came in and sat down at the dining room table, had his foot wrapped, and there was blood everywhere. And we you know, what happened? And like the first 3 toes was all cut off. He wrapped them back up, put his foot in some ice, and we ate dinner.
With his toes cut off?
He cut off 3 toes and just ate dinner?
He cut off 3 toes and ate dinner.
Oh.
And then he went to bed. Got up the next day and went to work. That was it.
He just carried on.
He didn't bleed to death? Like he was able to walk without three toes?
Yeah, it would stop.
Oh. You know, I used to stop the bleeding.
Yeah. Huh. Slowed it right down.
The Mississippi men know all the tricks. They know all the tricks.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess if you're missing toes.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Keisha.
It's only three of them, the middle ones.
Yeah, big whoop.
I think some of this is, you know, nursing home related. They don't want to do that. And then the other part is like the health care crisis.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Walking. They don't want to take an ambulance because it costs too much money.
Right.
They don't want to go to the hospital because it costs too much
money.
Well,
a lot of them are fighting the depression era money.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. Right. You know,
someone, even if they have money, they don't want to spend it on that. Right.
Yeah. Ambulance? No.
No, my grandma would say, like, well, and the 30s or whatever. We lived in a tent in a park. My grandma lived in a tent.
Yeah.
In a park because everyone like lost their homes.
It's horrible.
Like back then. Her family, dude, they were like in some kind of squalor.
It was like horrible stuff. Like my grandma was telling me that like during World War II, she remembers having all these like ration stamp type things where they were only allowed to get so many of different kinds of groceries and stuff.
Mm.
Crazy.
I wouldn't want to live back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything sucked. Time.
Well, listen, it all sucked back then.
Yeah, no doubt.
It really did.
Someone said years ago, my grandfather, 10 years ago, it sucked. My grandfather chopped his right toe off while chopping wood in our camp in New Hampshire. He sewed it back on with a violin string.
It's upside down, but I don't care.
A couple of days later, when he finally went to the doctor said, you know what? I couldn't have done a better job myself.
He did a good job?
Badass saved his own toe.
That's awesome.
I could not sew my own toe back on. I'm going to say it right now. I could not sew my own toe back on.
No, I'm a huge bitch.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a super pussy. Let's go to Lori.
Super pussy.
Lori from Fenton. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm on my way to work.
All right. What's your comment?
So my mother and her friend went to bingo one night on a really snowy, icy day. Mm-mm. And they came home and her friend dropped her off in the driveway, and my mom has MS, so she doesn't walk real well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going up the stairs to get in the house, and she falls down the steps onto the sidewalk, and my mom's friend saw her as she's backing out of the driveway, so she says, oh, my God, I better get out and help.
Right.
She gets out of the car, and she's like 300-some pounds herself and isn't real mobile.
Yeah.
So she's waddling over to help her up.
Oh,
and
man.
She falls down on the ice.
Of course.
They're both laying there on the ice and they can't get up. They lay there for like a half an hour and every time they try to get up, they fall back down and they start laughing so hard they both piss themselves.
Oh, my God.
That's the other problem.
Well, at least they were laughing all the way to death.
Yeah. They were laughing in the face of the Reaper.
But they had to call the ambulance just to get them up off the ice and in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least they were able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least they were laughing.
For sure.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they didn't get hurt, but it was a good story.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. That's what happens, though. You just lose continence, right?
Yeah,
imagine just slipping and, like, nothing's really wrong with you.
But you just can't get up.
You're just not strong enough anymore, and you're done.
Slipping and pissing.
It's crazy.
And slipping and pissing.
Breaking.
And that's an old song. I don't know what it is. It just popped into my head. Someone said my uncle at 74 years old fell down the stairs on the 4th of July weekend. He didn't want to have to wait at the emergency room. Mm-hmm. So he waited till Tuesday from Friday to go to the hospital. When he finally went, he had two broken wrists and a broken neck. He ended up in a halo for months. They told him they have no idea how he wasn't just immediately paralyzed or dead from his neck breaking.
So halos, the thing was screwed.
Yes. It's in your shoulders and it's in your head.
Yep. I knew something was wrong when I was looking at my ass. I could see it. I could look right down at it.
Yep.
I was twisted around. My neck wasn't even attached.
There's another old guy broken neck story, apparently, from Bob in New Hampshire. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing okay.
Yeah, my father wanted to go on an Alaskan cruise, so him and my mother went, and he took too much of his insulin.
Okay.
And he was walking across the stairway, and he fell down the stairs.
Oh, yes.
He didn't tell the paramedics on the cruise that he hurt his neck. He only had a sore head. So then he flew all the way from Seattle to New Hampshire with the 3 broken bones in his neck.
Oh, my God.
Because he just didn't want to be in a Seattle hospital.
Yeah, he wanted to be in Boston.
Yeah. These tough old birds, they're all tough.
Yeah, they don't make a stink. 73. Yeah.
73.
Thanks for calling in.
They don't make a stink, man.
No, they don't. I wonder how many bones even my dad has broken right now. I saw him last night. He's probably got 7 bones broken.
Could you put my head back up?
This person said, my grandmother went for a walk, and the sun was in her eyes, so she decided she was going to walk backwards. But, of course, she fell.
Yes.
Walked all the way home, said she needed to go to the hospital, found out she broke her hip.
Oh, man.
Hey, old people, don't walk backwards.
What are you, crazy?
No one, not even young people.
No, you're right. I shouldn't walk backwards.
No, you better not. You'll be dead. If you fall from as tall as you are, you're dead.
John is in Tampa. Hi, John. Good morning.
What is happening, penis guys?
Penis, we're talking about when old people fall. What happened with yours?
Well, mine didn't fall. My great uncle lives in Ocala, Florida, and my dad's a seasonal Floridian. He doesn't like calling himself a snowbird quite yet. So my dad gets a phone call from my 88-year-old great uncle and says that he needs a ride to the hospital. My dad, in a flurry, drives over to his house, pulls in the driveway, and my great uncle walks out of the front of the house holding his back. He gets in the truck with my dad, and my dad says, well, what happened, Ed? And he points over to a tree with a ladder leaning against it, and he says, well, Doug, I was up in that tree 30 feet up trying to cut the top off of it with the chainsaw, and the chainsaw quit. So I tried starting the chainsaw and popped something in my back. So he climbed down out of the ladder 30 feet, went inside, called my dad for a ride to the hospital.
Don't start a chainsaw 30 feet in the air.
That's crazy.
What's an 88-year-old man doing 30 feet in a tree with a chainsaw?
Hey, never going to believe what I did. I cut myself right in half.
I'm fine. Just get here quick.
Grab my low half and just throw it in the truck and get me to the guy.
I had some violin string. I just sewed myself half
together. Stapled myself back together.
Doctor said he couldn't have done a better job himself.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm dying.
This one is trying to make a baby crib. My grandma fell into the crib, and she couldn't get out until my mom came home from work to help her. She spent 6 hours in that baby crib.
It's very comfy. I tell you, I kept trying to play with that mobile.
Listen. Of all the places you could fall, though, you're fine.
We've talked about it. We talked about one. Was it a man or a woman that went out the window? They were they were leaning out the window, and that was it.
Yeah.
You're out. Gone. You're gone.
You got to be so careful when you get that old. You just can't take chances. A few more quick calls here. Eric's in Ferndale. Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Hey, constipation dildo.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Nice.
So one time, about 3 a.m., I get a call from my grandma. She says, hey, I need you to come over, pick your grandpa up off the floor. He fell. So I show up over there, and he's on the ground. He has a bloody nose, and he's just telling me, he's like, she hit me. And then I was like, so once I got him up and put him on the bed, I asked him what all happened. So my grandpa actually has dementia.
Okay.
And so when he first got diagnosed with dementia, I went around the house and took all his weapons out. He was like a doomsday prepper. So took all his guns, but apparently there was one that I didn't know about. And he heard a noise in the middle of the night, got up and grabbed that shotgun. So my grandma was trying to fight it away from him, and he wouldn't let go. So she clocked him in the face and knocked him down to get the gun away from him.
She disarmed him.
Yep, she disarmed him. But she ended up breaking 2 knuckles because she said she had to give it everything she had and just socked him right in the face and dropped him.
And it worked, right?
Goodness.
It worked. Thank goodness. This person said, my grandpa drove his lawnmower off his 8-foot-high seawall.
Woo!
So we...
That's it.
Got in his truck.
No.
Pulled the mower back up with the chain and finished mowing the damn lawn. I didn't see that edge there.
Or do you think he was really trying to do a perfect job?
I think he was on a riding.
No, that's what he was. He was trying to get right to the edge.
He definitely
right?
was on the riding more and went right
closer.
Off.
No reason to weed back.
He was trying to get every blade of glass cut right
yeah,
over.
Yeah, exactly.
So he wouldn't have to use the weed whacker.
Yeah.
And over he went.
And there he goes. Luckily, it was just 8 feet.
Ended up in the Atlantic Ocean.
8 feet is enough to melt an old person.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it really is.
And this one, my grandfather broke his neck body surfing in Aruba.
Mm.
Got a massage the next day and flew back to Massachusetts the day after. Finally went to the hospital.
Wow. If you don't mind twisting my head back directly. Hi, little masseuse lady.
Oh, my 83-year-old father-in-law went whitewater rafting this summer and got tossed from the raft.
These people are more adventurous than any of us are.
Absolutely. That's the end? Did they find him?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the end.
That's the end.
That could have been the end of it.
That's it.
Got tossed over. We never found him.
What happened?
He died.
Well, I was eaten by a shark. Wow. Man. That's hilarious, old people getting hurt.
Who would have thunk it? They survive. When they survive. Yeah. When they survive.
Yeah.
Is the key.
That may be, that one may have died. Maybe he's dead.
Yeah, you're going to believe have. It. I grabbed onto a helicopter. I fell in the blades.
Oh, like mincemeat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a new craze of people, you know, doing crazy things. It's hard to feel sorry for them when those crazy things go wrong. A 23-year-old woman was doing extreme yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme yoga.
Extreme yoga. She was doing at least on the railing of a balcony.
See you later.
There's a picture of her doing her extreme yoga.
I'm not there.
Oh, what a dummy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's literally hanging on the other side of a balcony, like street side.
Yeah.
Hanging upside down. Her head's out and her legs are over top. Well, guess what? She fell.
She died.
She fell over 80 feet.
Yeah.
She somehow survived, but she broke 110 bones.
Well, so she wishes she was dead.
She's not going to be
doing extreme yoga.
She's like Humpty Dumpty
now. Her whole
life is
different.
110 bones in her body.
Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Is this in Russia?
This is in Mexico.
You're just trying to become a star on Instagram, guys. You know, what sets you apart? What makes your hot yoga videos different than every other hot yoga chick's? Wow. I'll hang off a balcony. Uh-oh, I fell.
Alexa Terraza, known for practicing yoga on her balcony in Mexico. Now they say this 23-year-old will be ever known for this incident. Her friend captured the moment she was doing a pose on the balcony's railing before she flipped and fell over 80 feet at her apartment there in Mexico. The university student broke 110 bones in the process. She had to spend 11 hours in surgery as they reconstructed her knees and ankles.
Oh, she fell and landed on her legs.
They say her injuries are so severe she may not be able to talk for 3 years. To talk.
My God.
Up to 100 blood donors signed up to help her through this grueling surgery. Friends and family members were pleading the people to come forward. Neighbors, I guess, were used to seeing her perform on her balcony. It's not the first time she's done it. They say the balcony had no damage at all. The fall was just the result of an accident, her own mistake.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, don't do that. That's
crazy. I don't know what she was thinking.
Man, you just say your likelihood of surviving a fall like that is so slim.
Oh, my God. 110 broken bones?
wonder if they got everything on the...
That doesn't look like
No, that's not her. I was trying to find her on Instagram, but maybe the page has been taken down. It doesn't come up.
Yeah.
Life's going to be way different.
Oh, well.
Is this all what she's done? Or is this just other people, too? Like, she's on, like, some kind of ski lift there. Is that her? I don't know.
Jeez, it's hard to tell. They're upside down. I mean, it could be her. It looks similar there and there. Hmm. That's the balcony.
Oh, my God. She fell that far. Look how far it is.
Look at that.
It's a miracle she didn't die.
Yeah,
she should have died. I don't know how she didn't die.
Yeah.
It does look like she does this crazy stuff everywhere.
She's all about the thrill pictures.
She could have had just as good a Instagram page just doing those beach shots where she's jumping in bikinis.
Yeah, I mean,
you could do a jumping in bikinis Instagram and you'd be fine.
Get you a green screen, lady. If you really want to look cool.
That's how you do that, right?
Yeah, that's how I do all my extreme yoga
moves. Yeah. I mean, no one can tell.
Yeah. I'm doing them on pyramids, the Eiffel Tower, Grand Canyon, the Titanic.
I'm telling you right now, I'd follow your extreme yoga.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't we all?
In everyone one second.
Dude, I should just do that and just, like, be terrible at it.
It'd be hilarious.
Yeah. #extreme yoga.
Extreme yoga.
Thrills. Flexibility. Healthy lifestyle.
Today, on top of the Statue of Liberty.
Take a picture of yourself just sitting like normal, but then flip it upside down.
Yeah, extreme yoga.
Just twist it.
Yeah, just twist it.
All right, we know now that people dress differently at work than they used to. Dress codes have become super casual over the years, and the majority of businesses don't make people dress up anymore. But that doesn't mean that people take advantage of that. There is a survey that found that most people think there are still a lot of people that dress inappropriate for the office. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it here.
Really?
We've all seen it.
Hmm.
Sorry, Dave, I wore the short shorts where you saw my nuts by mistake.
That is a problem, James.
I definitely have seen his nuts.
We all have.
Chuck requests those shorts all the time.
No, I helped with a little workout video that he did one time.
He just spit everywhere.
Oh, no.
Almost.
Yeah. No, it was.
Forgot about that.
It was graphic. It was a graphic video from where I was standing.
They're like, get on this workout ball. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to sit on this ball.
Yeah. Yeah, Chuck people really saw some stuff that day.
Yeah, you got an eye full, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's
two eyes full.
Two eyes full.
And then the kids at the radio and TV school were here filming, and I had to make sure my nuts weren't on their camera.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep.
They decided to make a different career choice.
Yeah,
after
they went into just website design.
Yep. They switched to the graphic arts program.
Well, speaking of inappropriate, I mean, we'll get into what people say is inappropriate in a second, but friend, I don't want to get too specific here, went to a specialist, guy who was helping him, like physical therapy stuff. The dude had just finished working out, the guy who was helping him, and had workout clothes on. But, so this dude is lying, I guess, and looked up, and he could clearly see testes. And
you mean they're hanging below his shorts?
Well, kind of like he's sitting like this.
Oh, so like you in a bathing suit.
Wow, Chuck. Well, I'm just saying.
It happened. That right. Type of thing. His pant leg was kind of open a bit.
His shorts. And he went to lift his head up and had a horrible view of this guy's.
So he wasn't wearing underwear or something? Or
mustn't be.
Right.
But that's... That's inappropriate clothing for the workplace.
That's inappropriate for sure.
Yeah. Like, step one about appropriate workplace clothing is don't show your testes.
Exactly. James failed. James failed that.
He did.
But
he sure did.
We should all know.
Yep.
It was a mistake. I learned my lesson, though.
Yeah.
Don't show your testes at work.
Uh-uh.
Or I got to wear a more supportive pair of underwear.
Exactly.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You got to keep those boys secure.
I call those the good old days.
When I work out, I have the tight underwear on, just so nothing.
I don't want to know about your underwear.
I don't.
I'm just exactly right. Yeah. You don't want stuff to flop out around.
Sure.
I'm trying to make your package look amazing, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's not my concern.
Smushing a sausage in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forward thrusting.
The show has never been, we may set a record for the most homoerotic radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Can we get Guinness on the phone and see if they can actually listen to it?
If they give out awards?
If we were known legitimately worldwide as the most homoerotic radio show ever, that's awesome.
Yeah. Can we just make that claim and let somebody prove it?
Everyone does that all the time.
Put it on the billboards, the next billboard campaign.
Do you know how many people say they're the best?
America's most homoerotic morning show.
I think that's great. Wow. I think that's great marketing.
Yeah.
And it's probably the truth.
Yeah.
I agree. Watching the text lines come through, there's a lot of complaints about how homoerotic we are.
There's a lot of complaints about everything on the text
lines. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's fine.
That's what people love to do, complain. Mm-hmm. So what else besides testicles is inappropriate?
Mm-hmm. I'll never stop.
Ripped jeans.
Leggings. Like some ripped jeans, but you can't be too much. Yeah,
you can't show too much.
Be in a Def Leppard video.
if you're bigger guy, bigger girl, you can show when you sit down in ripped jeans, it just looks like,
oh, like it's,
you know, big thick sausages or something are poking through.
Yeah, you can have a hole in your knee or something.
You don't want to look like a loaf of bread, but
right.
Leggings also listed as inappropriate for the casual dress code.
That's all I wear.
I know, Andy, but it is a little awkward sometimes.
I was going to say something to you.
When your shirt's not long enough.
Well, I wish you guys wouldn't have got this out on the air. I wish we could have talked about it privately.
Well, I mean, since we're talking, we might as well just get into it.
How about these short shorts?
Yeah. I can see your testes.
Once again, step one, Chuck, don't show your testes.
I'm trying.
Don't show
I'm
your
trying
testes.
Not to.
I love the term testes.
That is funny. He selects it, too.
Yeah. I like testes.
It's more friendly than testicle.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Testicle is
sort of
very
friendly vibe.
Yeah.
Give it some friendly vibe.
I don't want to say anything, but I can see your testes.
Testicles.
I'm sorry, I can see your testicles. I'm not very friendly.
High heels over 3 inches. I don't have a problem with that. You have a problem with that?
Well, I just think that
that's when they become strippers.
It's an element of, you know, is it too dressy?
Yeah.
You know. I want to know quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, has anyone been asked to dress more appropriately at work? What were you wearing when you were asked to dress more appropriately, if you've had that happen to you? Were your balls hanging out? Could we see your nips? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text 46969. I guess my shoes would fall into this kind of, it says open-toed shoes are inappropriate. So my flip-flops definitely
there are people that think you shouldn't
wear flip-flops.
Wear them, right?
Or sandals to
work.
There's
some people that think you shouldn't wear them ever in life, but...
Oh, for sure there are.
Sure.
There are flip-flop
haters.
Unless
you're at the beach or the pool.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I just like no
I've heard
size.
That recently.
Yeah.
Open-toed shoes they mentioned specifically, so I guess that's ladies' open-toed shoes. They think is inappropriate for the workplace.
Is it because they know? Is it because there's too many pervs?
No, I just think it's because it's more like a sandal. If you're like at a business place, I think that they're talking about like a business, like you're a business attire. Mm.
So, but like a pair of heels that have your toes hanging out?
Yeah, like a sandal.
Yeah, so it's
like
just too revealing.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess I'd never look at that and
casual.
That would be like the breaker.
I think they think it's too casual.
Right.
We're talking about like a business. Like an office or something.
Yeah, right.
Someone has suggestions here. No tight pants that show camel toe, or guys' underwear is a must with light colored pants. Oh, you can't free ball in light colored pants.
I can't even imagine seeing a guy in light colored pants and just you see his little wiener.
Like
a wild day at the office.
What an awkward
day. You see Bob's
day.
Dong? He's got his white pants on.
Of course you do. Of course we did.
I couldn't just tell what's going on down there.
Yeah.
Everybody was freaking out about my see-through shorts.
It's because you free ball it one day. But if you have any kind of white pants, especially those like wispy ones, you know, like the ones you got married in? Like where they're like a light, they're like a beach pant.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like no guy can wear like a beach.
No, not outside of a beach wedding.
No.
Like a light cloth beach pant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob, I've told you a million times, you can't be wearing your beach pants that you.
They're my favorite pants.
We can see your testes. It's a very light.
I don't own underwear.
Those aren't even really shorts. It looks as though you've made them.
I did. I found drapes. I found some drapes that were very sheer.
They are very sheer. It's like you made them out of pantyhose.
Kelly's in Boston. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Testies. Good. How are you?
Wondering if you've ever had to pull anyone aside to tell them they need to dress more appropriately.
So I actually work in a courthouse, and we had an intern come in who we found out on the side was a stripper. She wore her stripper heels, like those clear platform high stripper heels.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And then she had purple and orange hair, and the clerk magistrate actually had to pull her aside and tell her to leave.
Can we get a stripper intern?
To leave.
Can we get a stripper intern? We've already had one.
Oh, I mean, maybe. Probably.
I don't think you can put the ad out like that.
Yeah. Dave and Chuck looking for a stripper intern.
Looking for a stripper intern.
Not a lot.
Almost guaranteed.
I'm guessing that's not appropriate either.
Dave's learning things about laws.
Is he?
Well, no, he's not really. I mean, as he goes.
The intern wouldn't get any work done because he'd be too busy giving everybody in the building lap dances.
Yeah. Right.
What's the male stripper? Then
I won't get any work done.
The most homoerotic morning show in America.
James has his money out.
Ian.
Broken. The podcast never posted.
Ian is the one who's been pulled aside and asked to dress more professionally. Really, Ian, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a mesh shirt that was completely see-through.
Oh, no.
What kind of work do you
Ballsy.
Do?
Ballsy.
You went right said Fred?
I was doing party rentals. So I would show up to people's houses and just show up in their backyard wearing a mesh shirt, you know, setting up tents and jumpy houses. For children's parties. And it was 90 degrees out, so I was like, I'm wearing this to work. And my boss said, can you come back to the shop and change? Because you were like 300 pounds. You should not be wearing a mesh shirt.
Oh, big guy in a mesh shirt.
You can't be wearing your mesh shirt.
No, come on.
You're a pharmacist.
I mean, I'm guessing it was more like a big fishing net.
There's no guy. I mean, there's no workplace in America where a man can wear a mesh shirt and get away with it unless you're an erotic performer.
In the 80s, you could wear one. I had one and wore it to school all the time as a chubby kid. So
you wore it to school?
Oh, yeah.
Mesh shirt.
Yep.
I had the part mesh. Remember, I had it zipped down and there was mesh.
Yeah,
underneath.
Mine was full
on. I was a kid
on.
In the 80s and I had a mesh shirt that was a half a shirt.
Oh, yeah. So in those ones, you were supposed to wear like something under it and then put the mesh shirt. And maybe even mine, I should have put a shirt under it, but I never did. I just wore it. It was red. Yeah. I had a red. And it wasn't like tiny mesh. Like, it was loose mesh.
Like the same shirt as the Predator.
Like, it's a loose.
It's a net.
It was like a netting. It looked like netting.
Oh, my God.
And it was around the time that Breakin', the breakdancing movie, came out. And for sure, 100%, I would wear that to grade school all the time.
All right.
Mesh shirt.
Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Very chubby.
Good morning.
Hello. Talking about asking someone to dress more appropriately at work when they've come in not wearing what they should wear, but you had something else you wanted to point out, I understand.
Yes, I watch a local news channel, and the weatherman wears a light-colored suit, and he must be packing a punch because, I mean, I'm surprised somebody else hasn't said something about him wearing whatever. I don't know if he has boxers under there or
nothing
at all.
You can see it? You can see it?
Are you?
You can't see it, but he's got quite the package going on.
I saw this in Chicago. There's a news person in Chicago, and I'm like, I could see his package. But was it around here?
Yes.
In Detroit?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I wish I could tell you who and what channel, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. All right, Karen.
I don't know who. I don't watch much news around here.
Well, someone knows. People know. I don't watch a lot of like news. I don't get my weather from like a weather guy, you know?
That's who it is.
Hmm.
We've actually had that. Well, I shouldn't give any more away.
Oh, I've seen him before, but I haven't noticed that.
I don't know any of the news people. I've never seen any of their penises.
Not yet. So you saw something in Chicago that was like whoa.
Yeah. It was like
a Justin Thoreau type of thing. Like you can't even.
But you've got a big dong, though. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you
wear appropriate underwear that keeps it in bay.
Some things show it more than others.
It was wild. I was eating breakfast in a hotel room. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Was it down the side of his leg?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A little bit.
That's crazy.
I mean, I get it. I mean, if I was a weatherman with a big one, oh my God.
Wow. Bob, we can't even see the goddamn cold front behind that thing.
That's how I'd point to them. I'd be like, you'll see that there's a cold front.
We can't even see it, Bob.
It's going from down to up.
Bob, is the storm system approaching us? Where is it on the map?
It's coming from the west.
Are you wearing body paint? What are those pants? You can see the vein.
Hey, let's check in with my weather pants.
Oh, no.
There's like clouds I can move around on my weather pants.
I have I won't say his name.
Okay, let me see this.
But I not in the Chicago, the local one. I have it on my screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm from his Instagram page.
Let's see it? Here, hold on.
Oh, my.
Well, I can't see. I can't really see it.
It's more like just like cockle toe.
Yeah, he, Dave's invented a word. Well,
he's just got a bit of cockle toe.
I mean, I guess you could see it hanging off to the side there.
Yeah.
It's definitely right over there. Yeah,
right there you see it when you step forward.
Lisa found it immediately and in action.
Right. I'll have to look for the Chicago one, but I don't remember his name.
My girlfriend works with him sometimes. I'll have to talk to her about it. Be like, does it come up at your workplace?
Wow. Well, there you go.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Did this fella?
Married.
Yeah, I'm married.
But.
He's married. Huh.
Well, there you go.
Investigation
into weatherman Dave's.
Dave do a porky pig noise. I didn't know what to say about it. We were just looking at a local weatherman's dong. What am I supposed to say? We've seen your cockle toe, dude.
News.
Just a weird day.
Wait,
I'm in the control room. I'm like,
camera two, we can see Bob's penis. Can you back off of Bob, please?
They don't because they know it sells.
Penis sells?
Oh, it sells. Lisa was trying to eat her breakfast and couldn't concentrate. She's thought about it this whole time, waiting for it to come out.
I couldn't believe it.
I tell you, I was in Chicago. It was huge. It was the size of the Sears Tower.
That was a good geography joke.
Thank you.
Landmarks.
It's not called that anymore.
No, it's not.
No.
Sears. Yeah, Sears can't afford to pay for the name.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know they changed it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. It's just Willis Tower now?
Really? I didn't know that anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Something like that. I knew you'd know what the Sears Tower was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Few more quick calls here, and we're talking about being told that you're dressed inappropriately at work if we dress too casual. Megan.
Hello.
You had a talking to.
Yes, I did. So I used to work at a veterinary hospital. And we were having our big Halloween party, and I was dressed as Athena, one of the goddesses. And I was going through my 20s stage of not wearing underwear, and the head doctor there was swinging for the other team. So she said to me, you feel a nice breeze up there? And they wouldn't let me in the group photo or anything. I had to go home, get some tights, come back to work.
Well, what did you just had a tiny skirt on?
I had on a white dress. It had a slip under it.
I thought it wasn't see-through, but apparently it was pretty see-through.
She didn't see your vagina. She just could see you had no panty lines.
Well, I was in my car at the time, so I think she might have seen a little more than I wanted her to. Maybe she saw whatever she wanted to.
Right.
But I went pretty much the whole day wearing that outfit before they said anything.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right, madam. Well, always wear panties to work, I guess.
It's another great,
you know, you may get sent home.
Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing okay, man. You had a coworker who was told to go home.
Yeah. I used to work construction, and he used to freeball it all the time. And we used to work on hot days, dude, and it was horrible. Like, we used to be able to smell his balls.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was bad. I'm telling you. And there was a couple times, like, my boss would ask him, you know, you either have to go home or you need to find something to change into. And I gave him one time a pair of sweatpants to change into on the job site. And that barely even helped, man. Like, his balls smelled so bad. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell another man's balls. A coworker's balls? Come on.
I don't.
Jerry, you're interrupting the construction equipment with your ball smell. Damn, things won't even run. They smell bad. Everybody's left.
You made everybody leave.
Go hold the sign.
Yeah.
Make them go hold the sign.
Oh, you guys, come on. You shouldn't smell anyone's bits. Right? You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Men's or women's.
Yeah. I wonder if this is the weatherman that Lisa saw. Yeah, let's see.
Now our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me. About 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, my God.
That is the most crazy weather.
I have a new personal hero.
What?
That wasn't the guy. Was this? Where was this?
That's in Boston.
Oh, in Boston.
He said almost as big as me.
Dude, the weather guys are the wild ones, man.
About 9 inches.
Yeah.
That I could find. Almost as big as me. About 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7. And in Stoneham, we had 6. Peabody, 5.5. And Natick, about 2.5.
That was definitely Natick.
Up about 2.
I would want the other way with that, Joe.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I mean, it's less douchey, though, if you would go with the Natick.
The 5.5.
2.5.
It is 2.5.
Then say you're 9.
Yeah.
A couple of guys who a boss asked me to stop wearing tan khakis because it showed off my junk too much. Like someone said, like, you know, those, I guess, tan pants show your balls. Wore bike shorts in once and my bulge was so prominent I was told to go home and change.
Bike
refused.
Shorts?
What are you wearing bike shorts for?
Where do you work?
I would wear
maybe
bike
in a plant?
Shorts.
Maybe you're in a plant, a factory. Maybe, I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe it could fly possibly there, but he
They're
refused.
So hot. It's so hot.
You're a lawyer. You can't wear bike pants to court.
I do my best work in my bike
I know
shorts.
You're a great lawyer.
But you're... You know, I would have never won that case in 93 without these bike shorts.
You're really upsetting the judges, showing them your penis and balls.
I think I'm intimidating them.
Well, I don't know. Some of them don't have underwear on under their robes.
Your Honor!
Oh, my God.
You put it right on the desk for them.
With their gavel.
That'll teach you one. I'm the judge here.
He refused.
May I approach the bench?
He refused to change his bike shorts, so they sent him home.
He refused?
I respectfully...
I take a stand.
I'm not changing these. This is just how I'm made.
I respectfully refuse your orders.
What, you can't deal with a little bulge?
He was really passionate about those bike shorts.
I biked all the way here. These help me not have chafy balls.
And someone said that an office coworker with big fake boobs was asked to go home when she wore just a string tank top with no bra.
Mm.
Why'd you put some silly string on your nipples,
It'd Karen? Be hard to get work done. It'd be hard to get work done.
That is inappropriate.
All right, step one, don't show your testes.
Don't show your testes. I love the guy that's like...
Everyone knows who's got 9 inches, by the way, on the text. They're like, that's good old Pete.
Yep. That's Pete. The video's out there. Pete Bouchard, Channel 7.
Yep. They're like, they know who he is.
They all know who he is.
He's got 9!
All right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.